From Phoenix to Fredonia, Tucson to Tuba City, the Arizona Department of Transportation is connecting Arizona. Everyone, everywhere, every day. Now you're connected to On the Road with ADOT.
And hello and welcome. This is Doug Ninsel, ADOT spokesman and the host for our Dynamic Agencies podcast. I use the word dynamic because we're going to talk about the traffic safety messages you see out along our valley freeways and state highways. And we have a name for those message boards. They are dynamic message signs. So we here at ADOT call them DMS signs, which is redundant, but that's just how it goes. So joining us today to talk about the creativity involved in putting some of the messages that receive their share of attention is Doug Pacey, one of our assistant communications directors here at ADOT. In this area, it's digital communications. And Doug, first of all, it is a meeting of the Dougs.
It is. It's always a good time.
Well, you, sir, being the more creative Doug, you can field a question as to why ADOT has been placing the traffic safety messages on our DMS boards for several years now.
Yeah, we started this in 2015, but before I get to why we're doing it, I do want to give a little boilerplate explainer about these messages. You know, we do take seriously the content we place on the overhead message boards or DMS. While some of them are obviously humorous or kind of funny, all messages, we do follow the federal guidelines of keeping them related to traffic or traffic safety. The traffic safety messages that we do put up there, the maybe the humorous ones, those messages are up there only if the boards would not otherwise be in use. That's for things like a message that warns about a crash ahead blocking lanes or severe weather, amber alerts, blue alerts, silver alerts, weekend traffic restrictions, things like that. So the traffic safety messages are only up if the boards would otherwise not be in use.
And the creativity that goes into it, and I mentioned they get their share of attention. Mm-hmm. That's the important part of all this. But how would you describe how it all began?
Yeah, it was actually back in 2015, I want to say maybe late summer, early fall, and a member of our ADOT's executive leadership team was at a conference, and he found out about Iowa DOT was doing this, and he brought the idea back to Arizona, and it was kicked around here for a bit, and we put our first call it unconventional or humorous traffic safety message up around Thanksgiving 2015. If you go back then, the message was drinking and driving goes together like peas and guac. And at the time, that made sense 8 years ago in 2015 because there was a recipe about putting peas in guacamole that was kind of viral at the time, and it made sense back then. It may have lost some of its relevance 8 years later, but it really took off. It was overwhelmingly positive. It made national headlines, if I remember correctly. I was in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and then we really kept at it with that. In December of 2015, there was a Star Wars movie that came out in a few states, kind of loosely coordinated Star Wars-themed traffic safety messages. Those also did really well. And so ever since then, we've kept doing it.
Yeah, and you mentioned how it has received media attention, and so that's an extension of, you know, the reason for doing this, because obviously it's a primary. The primary reason would be to get through to drivers.
Yeah, the reason we put these safety messages on the overhead message boards is we really want to grab people's attention and make them engage with an important traffic safety message, because when you look at national crash data, it shows that more than 90% of crashes are caused by driver behavior. And by driver behavior, I mean drivers choosing to speed, choosing to drive distracted, choosing to drive impaired, choosing to drive reckless. And we want to put these messages that are front and center and on topics that are front of mind for people to change their driver behavior and make them engage in better driving decisions.
Well, you're listening to ADOT's podcast, On the Road with ADOT. Our guest this time out is Doug Pacey, Assistant Communications Director for Digital Communications. We're talking about the creativity that goes into overhead message signs, but these are safety-related messages, and talk to us about how encouraging it must be to get some of the messages we receive from our customers out there. We receive emails. People point out they really love what is going on.
We people send us their suggestions constantly. We get them on social media. People will submit them via email, do it via the contact ADOT phone number and the contact ADOT email address. I know many of my colleagues here at ADOT have gotten suggestions from their friends and family, people they meet out in the wild, in the real world, at grocery stores, schools, things like that. We also have an annual safety message contest, and we've been doing this, I want to say, since 2016, 2017, and we get thousands of suggestions every year from people. People really enjoy seeing safety messages up there. They really like that. They also like submitting them. So we go through that safety message contest. We get thousands of submissions. We go through all of them. We whittle them down to about 10 or 15 finalists. We put them back out to the public to vote for their favorites. And then we display the two or three winners, or the two or three that got the most votes on our DMS. And the neat thing about this is we invite the winners to our traffic operations center, where they can type their message into our system, and they can hit enter and see it go live via our traffic cameras on a DMS somewhere in Arizona.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting to, you know, be out and about as the spokesman for ADOT. I know that when I run into folks, and they're always asking me, are you the one behind these messages? And I wanted you to talk a bit, because we get that question all the time. You know, who is the one person who's coming up with all these messages? Doug, I know you come up with a lot of them, but it is a team effort.
Yeah, I come up with the good ones, of
yeah,
course.
Exactly.
No, there's not one person who it's their sole job to do these. That would be great, but that's just not reasonable. These messages are a total team effort. Most of them come from ADOT Communications in-house here. Some of them do come from outside of communications, other places in ADOT. And then we get the ones that the public submits, too. So there's not one single person who works on this.
I think it's interesting to think about some of the reasons or some of the events that are taking place. You have to think about something that might be in town, a Broadway show, something that might get attention. What goes into that?
We really want to coordinate or tie these messages to things that are front of mind to people, things that people are already thinking about. That's why we don't do them regularly, like on every Monday or every Saturday, things like that. So we kind of keep we call it an opportunities calendar. That'll include things like holidays, like Halloween, Thanksgiving, 4th of July. When big concerts are coming to town, like Taylor Swift, Bruce Springsteen, Beyonce, big names where we can tie a safety message to a song title or a lyric that people would know. National safety campaigns, things like Ticket or Ticket, Distracted Driving Awareness Month, things like that. When the local sports teams are in the playoffs or they have a big game, sometimes we've worked with the teams to coordinate a message that's related to, you know, baseball or the Diamondbacks, things like that, or the Suns.
You've had a chance to even talk to other states about what we're doing here in Arizona.
Yes. Yes, we're not the only state that does this. We have had some pretty decent success in getting our messages out there and getting them seen. I don't know exactly how many states do this, but I know there are several, maybe a couple dozen.
I know folks call on us. You know, as far as it being a national issue, you know, folks will contact us and ask, you know, what goes into that. But you mentioned bands, musical artists, and being able to tie that into a safety message. Talk to us a little bit about some of the musicians, the bands, the artists that have called out the sign or a sign that's been up there as they're in concert. It's been mentioned while they're on stage.
Yeah, that's one of the neat things we have. There's been a few times when we've tied a message to a band or an artist performing in the Phoenix area. Some of those are when Hamilton was playing at Gamage the first time, the first tour here, we put out information on social media, and Lin-Manuel Miranda saw it, and he, quote, tweeted it. He shared it on his Facebook. That's neat. U2, the band, they took a photo of one of the signs. They put it on their social media, encouraged everyone, you know, to make it safely to the concert. Shania Twain did the same thing. But the best one, the one we remember most fondly, is when Pearl Jam was in town a couple years ago, and they were playing a concert, and we had a message up related to a Pearl Jam song. It was, I want to say it was Even Flow on the Gas, Keep Left to Pass. And Eddie Vedder took time out during the concert on stage to talk about it and reference that. And we've got a video clip of it. It's pretty neat. It's pretty great to see that they notice those things. They share them with their, you know, their fans, their followers on social. But the neatest thing about that is when Eddie Vedder called it out on concert, called it out at the concert, I was not there. And I don't know anyone in ADOT Communications who was there. Maybe they were, but I do not know. But people at the concert let us know about it, that he had called out ADOT and kind of given us a compliment and a shout out. And so the neat thing was to see that the public likes these. They recognize it too. And in some way, they're very proud that ADOT does these. When they go into other states, they'll see our message in other states, and they'll let us know that, hey, this state stole your message. Or they'll let us know that, hey, I was in this state, and ADOT's messages are way better. So the public reaction was kind of neat to see about that one.
Exactly. So we have these signs, and it's direct communication with our customers. But I wanted you to take a little bit of time to talk about some of the other ways that we're communicating safety issues, safety messages to the public.
Yeah, well, we can actually stay on the DMS for the first part of that. What we have, the traffic safety messages, the ones we've been talking about on the DMS, that is something we do. But also when we get severe weather, we are recording this in January right now. It's winter. We're actually expecting a snowstorm this evening to hit northern Arizona. Our DMS will have winter driving messages up there. They'll discourage people from parking on the highway shoulder and to go to designated snow play areas. So we do use the DMS for safety message and active events. We also, we have a very robust and active presence on social media, keeping with that winter example that's happening today. Don't know when the listeners are listening to this, but it is winter today. We are loading up our social content with winter driving safety tips, things like, you know, delay travel if necessary, pack an emergency kit, how to drive near snow plows, you know, don't tailgate a plow, don't pass a plow. So we're very active on social media with safety tips. We also have a public information officer who focuses solely on safety campaigns, things like Work Zone Awareness Week, Monsoon Awareness Week, Pull Aside, Stay Alive. You know, ADOT, we're very safety focused, and all of those examples I just gave, that doesn't even include the news releases and the media interviews that we do as well.
Great information, Doug. Thanks for being here. Really do appreciate it. It's great information, a subject that people are really interested in. I'm Doug Ninsel. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for spending some time on the road with ADOT. To learn more about ADOT, visit our website at azdot.gov, where you can also connect with our links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Flickr, and YouTube. That's at azdot.gov. Goodbye for now, and thanks for being on the road with ADOT.